Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that I'm tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. We're going to have a great jam-packed show today. If you're into games, into game, cool video game teams, we have Raw Creations gaming team coming into the studio along with the CEO, Dylan Leont, who was actually a guest on the show before. So he's coming back, but now with a vengeance, so to speak, with his teammates in a good way. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as the Raw Creations gaming team, a bunch of cool guys, you see the photos, the in-studio guest photos, go to our Facebook page over at Staros Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on the socials, that's Tyrone Tan, at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So what we're going to be doing, I mean, normally I have a guest co-host, but we have such a jam-packed show, so we couldn't really have the guest co-host on today. Well, you know, we probably could. They probably would really squish because we have a really cool bunch of guys coming into the studio. And normally I'd have my guest co-host introduce the bunch, so to speak, or help me introduce this bunch. You know, we kind of bring in sometimes the guests of the hour on Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, limos. So I thought, you know, these guys are a bunch of brawny, good-looking dudes, I think, you know, and they look like a bunch of, I don't know, muscular type, maybe, I don't know. You guys and girls are going to have to be the judge of that. So I thought, they're just like macho men. So I thought we should bring them in very machismo style, you know. So I thought I'd bring them in maybe on a carriage, so it's not a carriage, but kind of like what they bring, you know, like if you've seen the movie Ben-Hur, where they kind of bring him in on the horses and you know, the chariot. Yeah, the chariot. So I thought we'd bring these guys in on that. And they're you know, we're going to see how they are. I mean, I know Dylan, you know, he's a good guy. And I have not gotten to meet his team. But if they're, you know, if they surround themselves with good people, then I'm guessing his teammates should be similar of personalities. So I'm just going to bring them in. We'll bring them in on a chariot. I got the horses out there, my guest co-host. I'm going to say thank you to all the lovely guest co-hosts that have been, being on the show. We always like having you guys on. So we're just going to bring this, you know, come right into it and then bring these guys into the chariot. There's a bunch of fans outside that I thought, you know, I don't know if they're taking anything that, but there's a bunch of people with signs out there. So we're just going to like bring them in on the chariot on the count of three. Help me bring these guys in. Again, they are the Raw Creations Gaming, again, led by their CEO, Dylan Leont, who was a guest of the hour before. Here they come on the count of three on this chariot. And here they come. We're going to open that studio door. And here they come. Uh-oh. Riding in on the chariot. Waving to all the fans out there. Oh my gosh, the fans are like throwing roses at them. Got signs, some says marry me, I don't know. they're stopping for autographs, taking selfies. Guys, I don't know if any of these people are taken. We'll have to find out. But here they come. Oh, some signing autographs, some signing, I don't know, tattoos. There they go, coming into the studio on this chariot. Again, they are from the Raw Creations gaming team. The first batch we have coming in here is Dylan Leont, Cameron Lancour, Jonathan Guerrero, Raw Chaos Killer, Michael Nijas, Raw Machine, Jake Panter. I might be botching these names, but here they come. And there's more coming in. Here they come on the chariot into the studio. Welcome, Raw Creations Gaming team, to StarWarsAndAmbulance.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. There we go. Welcome, guys. All right. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
Dylan Leont.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then we also have Cameron Lancour, a.k.a. Tri-C. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then we also have Jonathan Guerrero, a.k.a. Raw Chaos Killer, right?
Hello, hello, hello. What's
okay,
going on?
And then we got Michael Nijas, a.k.a. Raw Machine.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
And then we also have Jake Puncher, a.k.a. Hercules. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hercules TV. All right. Again, welcome, guys, to StarsName.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Yo, it's great to be here.
All right. Yeah, great to have you back, Dylan Leont.
I know.
CEO of Raw Creations Gaming Team. and cool, now you brought your posse, so to speak.
No, these guys are legit, let me tell you. These guys are some of the greatest streamers out there. I'm so, so happy that these guys can be a part of my team.
Okay, well, cool. Well, what we're going to do, since my guest co-host was off, we're going to break the ice a little bit. We're going to do a quick movie review before we talk to everybody. So really quickly, have any of you guys seen any movies out there lately or anything like that? I could go to my backup, which is I've seen a movie. So have you guys by any chance seen Scream, the new Scream 6 movie?
I saw, we'll call it Crazy Bear.
you talk about cocaine?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not trying to say the word.
I haven't seen that yet, but what I'm going to do, we'll talk really quickly. Are you guys a fan of the Scream movies by any chance or not really?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Who was that?
I seen most of them, but I haven't seen the new one
okay.
yet.
So what I'm going to do a quick, we'll do an icebreaker, review on the new Scream 6, and then we'll talk to everybody. Here we go. So really quickly, again, here's thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, it's Scream 6, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. In the next installment, the survivors of the Ghostface killings leave Woodsboro behind and start a fresh chapter in New York City. Directed by Matt Bettinelli, Open, Tyler Gillett. I do apologize if I'm botching that. And then starring, we have Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega, Courtney Cox. And then we also have Mason Gooding, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Skeet Ulrich, Dermot Mulroney, Roger Jackson, Jack Champion, Liana Librado, Joss Segarra. And if I'm missing anybody, I do apologize. Hayden Panettiere is in this. Devin Nakoda. We got a plethora of great talent in this movie. I got to see it. None of you guys got to see it?
Not yet, okay. Unfortunately. I want to, though.
All right. Well, I got to see it. And I actually, I've got to interview, through the past. I got to interview Skeet Ulrich through the years, as well as Melissa Barrera, who's in this. And I kind of wanted to support them and check this movie out. And I really liked it. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it lived up to kind of the expectation. So I mean, I was a fan of the original Scream movies, and so I would honestly say I did really enjoy this movie. It wasn't like scary for me, but it was definitely kept me on the edge of my seat. And I really liked the dialogue. I liked the acting, and I actually liked the story on this one. So if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend checking it out. It's out there in the theaters. Check it out on the big screen. I think everyone did a great job. Courtney Cox did an awesome job. Jenna Ortega, Melissa Barrera, and everyone else in this cast did really awesome. So again, check it out. It's out there in the theaters. Check it out on the big screen. Again, it's Scream 6, rated R. I recommend checking out on the theater. All right.
I would be so scared if that happened to me in real life. I don't know what I would do.
Well, cool.
I'm calling Tri-C to save me.
That's awesome. Well, we are back here again. So we have Raw Creations Gaming Team into the studio. Again, it is led by CEO Dylan Leont. Dylan, well, welcome back, my man.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Cool. And it's been a while. I think, I don't know where you on pre-pandemic? I think we discussed this off air.
I don't know. This is a while ago.
It's been a while, but it's great to have you back. Actually, your hair's longer, I think, maybe now.
I had it in a beanie. That's what it was.
Oh, has it always been long?
It's always been long, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good. Good to have you back. And now you got to bring your, like you said, bring your boys.
I got the boys in town.
You got the boys in town. So let's start off really quickly. So, Dylan, we got Dylan Leont, and then we got Cameron Lancour, a.k.a. Tri-C.
Yeah, sir, right,
okay,
doing?
Buddy. And then why don't you guys say your quote unquote gaming names after I say it? So then the next one we got Jonathan Guerrero,
Rock Chaos Killer.
Okay, we got Michael Nejos,
Raw Machine,
and then Jake Fancher,
Percules TV.
All right, well, cool guys. Well, I don't know if your CEO told you, like we'd like to start off with a hard hitting question really quick, guys. So I don't know if you guys are ready. Here's a hard hitting question.
I forgot what it was.
It is. Were you guys born and raised?
No, I forgot.
Dylan Leon, really quickly, where are you born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Laguna Niguel in Orange County.
Cool. And then if I go by your gaming names, or is that what that is? So Tri-C?
Yep.
Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in San Diego, California.
Okay. And then Raw Chaos Killer?
I was born in Orange County, I think Anaheim, and probably lived a couple years in Compton.
Okay. And then Raw Machine.
I was born in Georgetown, Ohio.
Okay. And last but not least, Percules TV.
I was born near Indianapolis, Indiana.
Cool. Now, did you guys know growing up you all wanted to be gamers, so to speak? Or was that something that you guys started off early on? Or is this something that you kind of got into through the years? Or I don't know. You could have started playing games, you know, right away. So,
you know, it's kind of tough because, you know, back in the day, you didn't know that could be an actual career. You know, your parents, you know, most parents would be like, well, okay, why are you playing games for so long? You know, it wasn't how it is today, and like where you can actually make a career in esports, you know, or even just content creating. Whether you're just, you know, a funny content creator and you're streaming and, you know, you do things that way, or if you actually play in competitions. So, you know, I didn't know that I wanted to be so a gamer, you know, when I was growing up, because I didn't know that was even an option back then.
Okay, what about you guys? Let's start off from left to right.
Well, like, it was almost the same way as me too. Like, I grew up like playing video games a little bit, but not as much as like to be something. But and then I remember sometimes I think back, my father, like, he used to tell me, he's like, what are you doing in your life? You're just in your room playing video games. Like, it's never gonna end up to become something. And then I'm out here like for
and now he became something. Yeah. Awesome. And then what about yourself, Rock Chaos Killer? Is that correct? Tri-C.
Yeah, thank you. I remember being in first grade playing Halo 1, and my homie was like, I want to be a game developer when I get older, and I wanted to be a game tester. So I guess, you know, that was kind of a pipe dream, like Dylan was saying, when we were younger.
Yeah.
But now that it definitely seems like it's possible, I'm glad to be a part of it and get into, like, fulfill my first grade dream.
Awesome. And then Raw Machine.
So I've been playing Call of Duty. So that's one of the big games since I was little. Okay. And I've been playing games since I can remember, really.
Okay.
And back in the day, my mom's like, go outside, like, go touch, like, grass or touch the dirt
touch
or whatever,
grass.
Pretty much.
Touch
and
grass.
I'm like,
touch grass.
I went outside one time and I found a frog. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know, give me a wart or whatever. And I was like, I'm going back inside. And this is when I was like 8 or so. Uh-huh. So, like,
he's never been outside since. That's actually his first time.
Yeah, that's my first time being outside in 10 years.
Awesome. What about Percules TV? What about yourself?
So my story is a little bit different. I actually touched grass.
Really? Okay.
I was.
That's good to know that you actually touched grass.
Yeah. My dream was to be a professional athlete, but instead it kind of turned out now I'm a professional athlete.
Okay.
Play video games for a living.
Well, for those, I mean, I know we got a lot, you know, people out there, and a lot of people do know what the gaming league is, but there are some that don't. So maybe you could educate us, CEO of Raw Creations Gaming Team. Tell the audience a little bit about what is your team, how was it, you know, what spawned, you know, to creating this team, and, you know, you being the CEO. But, I mean, for those that just don't know, you know, let's give it, you know, some people that aren't aware of this, you know, what is the team, and what are you guys about?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that this started years ago. This started probably back in, like, 2019 or so. and you know, started off very small. So back in the day on Call of Duty specifically, there was things called like gaming clans. Mm-hmm. And so I like to have clan battles and, you know, prove that you have the best team. And so that was a really big thing for me on like Black Ops 1, even Black Ops 4. I was still doing clan battles. And actually, Johnny here, Raw Chaos Killer, was a part of some of those clan battles. We actually went undefeated on Black Ops 4. We had like 30-2-0 or something like that. I mean, Metro and Rob carried us a lot. But, you know, still, they you know, still undefeated on Black Ops 4, just FYI. So it started off just as, you know, just battling other teams to prove that we were like one of the best teams online, and you know what I mean? And but then, you know, later down the line, they're like, hey, you know that there's, you know, esports organizations, right? I'm like, what the heck is that? And then they educated me. They gave me the whole breakdown of things. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. I was like, you want to do that? I was like, it kind of sounds like a lot of work. So then I kind of threw it actually down. I was like, I don't know about that for a little while. But then we started talking about it even more. I was like, okay, I'm kind of getting into this. And I started watching professional teams play against each other. And I was like, whoa. So these are pro teams? They're like, yeah, these are pro teams that Call of Duty has. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should do that. They're like, yeah, so we've been trying to say that for like a whole year now. I'm like, okay. So around 2020 or so, then, of course, you know, COVID happened and we're in quarantine and you can't really do too much during quarantine. But besides playing video games, so actually, I guess it kind of worked out. We're all playing, became even closer as friends, let's say, that year. And long story short, finally made this thing an actual esports gaming organization. Now we're competing in tournaments. We have, you know, these amazing content creators who are hilarious in their own ways, and we'll get to Mr. Rizzler in a second. So Jake over here, he has a persona online where he's called the Rizzler. Mm-hmm. And so he's really funny in that way. Anyways, this really just turned into a thing just bigger than us, you know. And now, sometime in April, this is amazing news. You know, we're one of the few teams to actually pull this off, and I honestly just influencers in general to pull this off. And so I'm really, really excited for this. We're gonna have our own TV show that's gonna be on Channel 25 in Los Angeles, called EMT Media. And so we're gonna have our own show, Raw Creations Gaming TV show. Filming process is gonna start in a couple weeks, and I'm really, really excited for that. So.
Awesome. So I'm clear for people that maybe not know, and I'm a gamer, but not big as a gamer as you guys. You know, I like the old school games like Donkey Kong and not the original Call of Duty. No, I mean, I have like a lot of arcade games at home, like literally like the life size ones. Oh, so I like those other. So I got like Tempest, Donkey Kong, Tron. But I have all these gaming systems, but I kind of stopped playing a lot of the games just through the years. Just I didn't have a lot of time, but I love collecting them. I appreciate them. But for the gaming leagues, like I hear, you know, I have friends that have kind of been involved with some of that stuff. You could win a lot of money, right? Is that like what have you heard that can? What's the biggest a gaming team could win in a tournament?
Oh, millions! Just last year was like $2 million for Call of Duty.
And there's like about how many people that play in that one team? Let's say
four. You know, 4 to 8. You know, because there's a bunch of like subs. You know.
So you got a team of like how many? In general,
Well, that's different. That's, you know, a comp team, and you know, there's a team of four. You know,
okay,
yeah. But actually, we do have a sniping team here that are gonna come on pretty soon, okay. And those guys are some of the best snipers out there. And so we'll get to that little bit later.
So, but in general, so you guys compete against other teams throughout the world, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And then you guys, kind of like Karate Kid, you guys go through championships, and then you got to up the chain, and then hopefully, and then you guys
get to the top.
And what's the top? Where is the top? Where is that normally held at? Or is there one big thing, or is it just...
Well, actually, I'm going to host a tournament. It's going to be called the Raw Creations Gaming Kings of Cali Tournament next month in April. Wow. April 29th and April 30th for $2,500. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Finalized that yesterday, actually.
Congratulations. Where's that held at?
That's going to be in Irvine.
Okay. And then so what, you have a space and there's screens and all this kind of
stuff? Yeah. Yeah, there's like 30 monitors.
Excuse me. And then about how many kind of people average would come to these things?
Well, there's going to be a limit of 18 teams.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
And how long is this whole tournament? How long is it? Because the game could last for a long time. So
it's going to be from, I think you got to get there at 9 a.m. and it could be... Potentially, not saying it's gonna be this long, but I did see on the contract it could go to midnight on the first day. And the second day it won't be as long because there'll be only a couple.
And then
teams left.
Let's say no one finishes yet. Like, do you just go by points? Like, who wins?
Just who wins, and you know, obviously you get to the just like the playoffs and like NBA, just get to the next level.
Okay, cool. Well, let's quickly let's talk about what inspired you guys to get into the gaming world really quick. So let's start off with again Dylan Leon really quick. What inspired you to get into the gaming quote unquote
world?
the teams or just the gaming itself?
Yeah, I mean, I started off on, you know, like games when I was probably like, you know, 8, 9 years old. I was playing like WWE. And actually, that's kind of how that actually, I'm really thinking about it, that changed my music taste as well. I was just listening to what my parents liked, you know, back then. I'd had no real taste in music. And then I started playing these games like WWE and MX Unleashed and all these type of early 2000s games. And very quickly, I started loving alternative metal and rock music. And you know, I mean, I had my own band. And so it's kind of funny. Gaming and music has always kind of gone together for me because of that reason. But the game that I say really, really got me into like competitive gaming and just gaming in general, like my true love started on Black Ops 1. Okay. Because that's when I was able to play online with people. I didn't know that you could actually play online with other people until I went to my guitarist's house one day. And he's like, yeah, we're playing zombies on Black Ops 1 with other people. I'm like, what? You can do that?
Wow.
I'm talking in the mic. Hello? Like, I'm talking to people. You know, I was like, this is insane. I'm like, wow, we're on a game with other people. Like, that's so cool to me. And yeah, so I'd say Black Ops 1 was when I actually really got started. And then it's funny, I stayed on that game for like a long, long time. And actually, I met a Rob Machine on that game. I didn't even know that up until like last year. Yeah, we crossed paths like over a decade ago, and I had no idea we used to play together.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's awesome. Okay, and then let's go to Cameron Lincourt, a.k.a. Tri-C. What inspired you to get into the gaming world?
I got inspired by my stepdad.
Okay.
He bought me him and my mom bought me an Xbox One for my birthday. And so, yeah, I started on Halo 1 and went to Halo 2, Halo 3, eventually Halo Reach, ODST, and now we're on a Halo Infinite.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really just, it's relaxing. It's a good way to take a break just from the regular daily deals of like life. Right now I'm pretty big on Fortnite, so
okay.
It's kind of like just some like, comical, whimsical type way to spend my time.
Gotcha. And then Jonathan Guerrero, a.k.a. Raw Chaos Killer. What inspired you to get into the gaming world?
I started off like in Black Ops 2 Zombies, and I was like a fan of zombies, and I play zombies most of the time. And then I met this friend of mine, Metro Rises. He got me into competitive. Like, he told me how to get better. Like, he got me to get a new monitor, and then I got into competitive, and then I started playing I started playing better. Got to learn the call outs, and so like I'm mixed between competitive playing and then regular just like having fun. And it's just like from there, like I got to watch the pro teams and like how they play, and then that just gave me a different like feeling. And I was like, yo, I want to do something like that, like be part of a team. And then I got this opportunity by Dylan Leon. He gave me the chance to like become over here to join this team, and I took it. I was like, I'm gonna wing it.
Okay, and then let's go to Jake Fauncher?
Yeah.
Or did I miss somebody? Michael Nijos, a.k.a. Rob Machine.
Yes, sir. So I've been playing Call of Duty for about 15-plus years, and I can't remember, but it was like Modern Warfare 2. I can't remember the year. But I used to go to my cousin's house and play Modern Warfare 2 on his setup, and I'm like, I like this game. So I started playing Modern Warfare 2, and then I started getting really good at it. And then on Black Ops 1... Oh, we was in a clan, and then Dylan was in that clan. And we used to do clan battles, like, day and night. And this is when I was young. I came home from school and went straight to my setup. And my mom's like, hey, dinner's made. Like, are you hungry? And I'm like,
nope.
I just want to play Call of Duty.
Wow.
So me and Dylan played, and like you said, a year ago, we met. So I was like, that's crazy that 10 years ago we came together.
Basically grew up together. I had no idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and here I am. And
that's awesome.
I'm happy to be here.
And last but not least, Jake, is it Fauncher? Jake Fauncher?
Oh, yeah, Fauncher.
Fauncher, I do apologize. So Jake Fauncher, no a.k.a. worries. Hercules TV.
Yes, sir.
And what inspired you to get into the gaming world?
So what inspired me to start making, like, content and stuff and getting into that part of the gaming world was I was just scrolling on TikTok, as one does one day, and I saw, he's actually a friend of mine now, his name is Zeusy, but he posted a TikTok about streaming on Twitch. And so I went over there, checked that out, and I was like, that was really cool. That's something I may be interested in doing. So I started that out and then kind of went from there and got more and more into it. And now we're here today.
Awesome. Well, cool. I know we got some of your other team members coming into the studio as well. But really quickly, how could people check you guys out, the ones that are going to be saying goodbye for a bit, and then we're going to be bringing some of the new batches to say hi? Let's say Dylan Leont, I know you're going to be staying on for a bit. Really quickly, your social medias.
Yeah, my social media is at Dylan Leont, DylanLeonte on Instagram.
Tri-C. What's your social medias?
Yes, you can follow me at Landcore for President. I'll be running for president in the near future.
Okay. What is it? Can you spell it out?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Landcore, LANCOUR, the number 4, and then the word president.
Okay, and then we got Raw Chaos Killer social medias.
You can find me on TikTok as Raw Chaos Killer Gaming, and on Instagram it's at Raw Chaos Killer.
Okay. And then Raw Machine.
So you can go and check my social media out at Raw Machine with the underscore at the end.
And then Percules TV, how can people check you out?
On TikTok, just search Percules TV, and then Instagram is Fanchtagram.
Awesome. Now, so the team, the games that you are focusing right now as a team is what? What is the game?
Just all sorts of games, but mostly Call of Duty. Yeah. Okay. And the team is at Raw Creations Gaming.
Raw Creations Gaming. Okay,
yes,
and then you guys play, obviously you said Halo. Destiny, is that a big game for you guys?
I played Destiny.
Halo Destiny?
I love Destiny.
I just play like anything that I can make fun content with, whether it's Dead by Daylight or anything like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be maybe we'll see if we can get you guys back on really quick, but we're going to be switching off a bit during the break, and we're bringing some of your other team members, again, of Raw Creations Gaming, which is, again, you guys are going to be starting your own reality show, right? Which is, what's that going to be called?
Just Raw Creations Gaming, same thing.
Okay, yeah. And then it's going to be, and you don't know when it's going to air, nothing like that yet?
Not quite yet. Yeah, okay. We're working on the filming process very soon.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to be bringing in the Nexus on this break, but I just want to say thank you again, and hopefully if we have time, bring you guys back on before we end off. Again, we have Dylan Leont, Cameron Lancourt, a.k.a. Tri-C, Jonathan Guerrero, a.k.a. Raw Chaos Killer,
boy.
Michael Nijos, a.k.a. Raw Machine, and then Jake Fancher, a.k.a. Percules TV. It was great having you guys on. And then again, we'll be cutting to a music break right now. So what we're going to be doing, again, if you guys want to check them out, again, that's the Raw Creations Gaming team. Check out all those guys'. Maybe you guys could play against each other somehow, if you remember all those names. And then I'm going to be playing, let's see here, what would be appropriate here? I think we're going to play, go on, let's see, I'm going to bring on this, play this song. Let's see. I like this song. We're going to be introducing this song. They were actually a guest on the show, this song is called Falling for a Lie. It's by Jade Pateri and Alt9. They were guests on here, so we're going to be playing that. But first off, again, I want to say thank you guys for coming on, and then again, we'll be hopefully sign you guys off, or have you guys come back on to sign off here. So here is, again, Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt9. And again, we'll be back more with the team members of Raw Creations Gaming Team. We'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I'm done. I don't wanna hurt you, cause I'm certain that you might be the one. Talking about love, heaven above, I can give that to you. Ain't gotta run, both hands up, I'll be honest with you.
Play hide and seek. swear that I've confessed to every crime. Know you worry, baby girl, but don't you worry your mind. I could love you, you could love yourself at the same time. In the abyss, you say you fit me like a glove. I think you need to take a hint. The way you're living in my head, I think you need to pay some rent. I don't pretend to know the answers, and I don't usually commit much, but I really think that it could work. And if it hurts, at least we tried it. If I stayed with you tonight, and you'd be falling for a lie, if you told me you were mine.
All right, that was Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that's Falling for a Lie, Jade Pateri and Alt 9. But if you really, really like that song, check them out. Go on their social medias or Spotify. They got their songs out there. Again, it's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I, and Alt 9, A-L-T, the number 9. That's, again, Jade Pateri and Alt 9, Falling for a Lie. Check them all. Check them both out. They're great, great performers. They were also great guests on the show. Again, and I love promoting them. So, again, check them out. Again, Falling for a Lie by Jay Pateri and Alt 9. They're out there in social medias as well as on Spotify. And check out their music. All right. We are back in the studio from the Raw Creations Gaming team. We are back now. We have some couple members that were that are now on the show. But first off, we want to say thank you to Cameron Lancour, a.k.a. Tri-C, Jonathan Guerrero, a.k.a. Raw Chaos Killer, Michael Nejos, a.k.a. Raw Machine, and then Jake Foncher, a.k.a. Perculus TV. Now we are back in the studio with more team members from Raw Creations Gaming. We have back here CEO and leader of the team, Dylan Leont. Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
And then we also now have Shade Carlson, a.k.a. You're going to say your gaming team.
LMAO Shady.
LMAO Shady. Shade Carlson, welcome. And then we also have Jaden Houghton.
Houghton,
I do apologize.
Yeah.
Houghton, a.k.a. Ann Powell.
Yeah, that's
all right. And then we also have Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier.
Correct. Yeah, right, yeah.
Going to the mic there. And then last but not least, we have Garrett Blake.
Correct.
A.K.A. you say this
like X-Field.
X-Field. Okay, awesome. Well, welcome, guys. Okay, so welcome to Star City Entertainment TV, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Well, it was great to have the other team members on, but now you guys got a chance to kind of be in the little limelight, so to speak.
We did a little switcheroo.
Yeah, so really quickly, guys, for the audience that did not get the, tuning in right now, we'd like to start off with really quickly. So let's go with Shade Carlson, A.K.A. LMAO Shady.
Yes, sir.
Where are you born and raised, man?
Grayling, Michigan. It's north. It's northern part of Michigan.
Okay. And then Jaden Houghton, a.k.a. Anpao.
Born in San Francisco, California, but live most of my life in Georgia.
Okay. And then Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier.
I was born in Washington, but I was raised in Ohio.
And last but not least, Garrett Blake, a.k.a. X-Field?
Yeah.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Grand Blanc, Michigan, but I was raised in Flint, Michigan.
Awesome. Cool. And I asked these guys, the last batch here, what inspired you guys each to get into the gaming world? Let's start off left to right. Let's go with X-Field.
When I was little, I mainly watched my dad play a lot of Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
So he was really good. So when Modern Warfare 3 dropped, he got me an Xbox 360. And we played together a lot, so it kind of just led me to kind of grind for the whole Call of Duty competitive thing. Mm-hmm. And it led me here to where we're at today.
Awesome. So he can't really get mad at you for, you know, maybe playing too much games because he's the one that got you into it, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right. Okay, then we got Shay Carlson, a.k.a. LMAO. LMAO Shady, is that correct? Okay,
yes,
what inspired you to get into the gaming world?
Well, I didn't really play much video games when I was younger. It was mostly because of COVID. I realized that I'm like, man, I don't really do anything during the day. And then I started playing video games. Mostly Black Ops Cold War, and that's how I met these guys, and it really just brought me together with this crew.
Okay, awesome. Jade Houghton, a.k.a. Unpow. What inspired you?
Well, pretty much in terms of the whole actual gaming aspect, I actually started playing Modern Warfare 2 back in the day. I would go over to my friend's house and play on his Xbox because my mom wouldn't let me get Modern Warfare 2 because it was too violent. And then from there, it kind of just grew. And I actually, fully honest here, I actually started doing the whole competitive thing on a dare. Because one of my buddies dared me that I wouldn't be able to beat them. Okay. So I was like, okay, let me try.
Awesome.
And you beat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha. And then last but not least, we got Garrett Blake. Is it, did I get to Kenneth Clemens?
No.
Okay. Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier.
Correct.
What inspired you?
It was more so my dad. Back in the day, I used to watch him play the Nintendo, and occasionally he'd let me play. And then it kind of flew forward once my grandma, she's an avid gamer, believe it or not. She
Oh, really?
Yeah, she plays.
Your grandmother?
Yeah.
An avid gamer?
Yeah, well, she plays computer games.
Okay.
So she got me into PC gaming back in the day. And, you know, she's been really close to me all my life, and I guess it kind of just took off.
Okay, well, we'll give a shout-out to your grandma. What's your grandmother's name?
Shout-out to my mama, Pat.
Okay.
I appreciate you very much. You got me here.
Well, that's great. Great to that you inspired by your grandma. She probably spoils you, too, probably.
Yeah.
Was she the type that kind of bought you video games when your parents didn't want you to buy video games, and then she got it to you later?
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandparents were always, like, spoiling to us as well. So really quickly, so what is it like being part of this, I guess, this team, this organization, so to speak? How did you guys get involved really quick?
For me, I saw Raw Creations Gaming online, and I followed them for a while, and they were looking for people to join, and so I hit up Dylan Leon, actually, and, you know, he gave me the opportunity. It took him a while to hit me back up, but it let us see it,
that's why.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, huh?
Yeah.
No.
That's not it.
No, and then he finally hit you up?
Yeah, he finally hit me up, and then these guys are my boys, so we were actually competitive sniping for a different, smaller organization before in tournaments, and so I brought them along with me for the ride.
Gotcha. And so are you guys, is this your first time to L.A., California?
Yes, me.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, the majority of the team, yeah.
Oh,
all
wow.
flew in about a month
and they
ago.
All trusted you? Because you kind of come out?
Barely.
They're like, hey, come on out to California. Come on over, you know. Obviously, but what was the average you guys all known each other before you even decided to take the leap to come out?
I would say probably about a year and a half.
Okay. Gotcha. And you guys were able to follow each other at least, make sure you guys were real?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to L.A. For what? I don't know. I met some guy online.
Yeah. My whole profile was fake. It was catfish whole time.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. But so what is it that you like about whoever wants to answer this? What is it like you like about playing with each other, so to speak, in the video games when I say that, playing with each other? What is it like for opposed to playing with other team members or other team organizations? What is it about this team organization?
I feel like we all just have like a strong bond with each other. We all just kind of think the same thoughts, do the same thing.
Lamau.
Yeah. We're all pretty funny. We all love each other, and it's really cool. It's really fun.
Oh, you think you're all pretty funny.
Damn! He roasted you, Bob!
I'm teasing.
Personal.
No.
You're good.
No, I was just trying to... You seem like good guys. And no, you guys you guys all have a good personality. You guys have a good sense of humor. But you guys kind of have that when you're like, you have so many, you know...
it's all about the boys, you know?
Guys, yeah. So you guys got to kind of got to, like, you know, what you call, like, bagging each other, so to speak. You guys bagging each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's nothing.
And it's cool because they're all under the same house, so you know they it's even more so get to know each other more. And now I'm sure it's even more of a family unit than it was, you know, let's say 2 months ago before people were in LA. So it's really cool to see everyone just grow.
Cool. Well, so now we got to get a little bit about each other. So let's talk about this new the team itself and what you guys are going to be doing and this new reality show.
Whew, that's a lot. That is a lot to unpack.
So we got about 10 minutes left, so you can see whatever you can do.
So basically, this new TV show that's going to be on Channel 25. So it's crazy because we didn't even know that we were going to be on cable TV up until around a month ago. That wasn't even the original plan. We knew that we were going to shoot a show. We knew it was probably going to be on a network that I was working on it's called Yoki, and that's going to be on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. But we had no idea it was going to get picked up by an actual cable television network, which is also on streaming networks like Roku and Amazon, etc. And we're like, whoa, that just hit out of nowhere. And not only that, and now we just got a Snapchat deal where we're going to be on Snapchat TV as well. Wow. So these are just all kind of happening at a very quick pace. And, you know, I didn't expect either one of these. But, you know, it does help that I've been, you know, I want to toot my own horn, but I have been in the industry for a while. I used to be on reality TV with my mom. She's actually the one that brought me up into the industry at a very young age. She had her own TV show called The Big 4-0. And
the,
then
I'm
we
sorry,
also
the big what?
The Big 4-0. It was on TV 4-0. Land.
Okay.
Yeah, on TV Land. Well,
do you mind asking who your mom is?
Lisa Custard is her name. Okay. Yeah. So just in the industry.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then basically, you know, my parents and I, after that show became, you know, was a hit, quote unquote, I guess at least that network. We went to Dr. Drew's Life Changers and we did another TV show with them. And that was kind of cool. And then that's actually where I first got my music out there. Was I was playing guitar and singing on that episode, and I was like jumping on the couch in front of the studio audience, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing all that crazy cool stuff, and yeah. Just being around the industry for such a long time, you get to know a lot of people, you know. Yeah. And my mom, she's a great talker. Mm-hmm. You know, she's great at you know, meeting people and just connecting with people. And I kind of got that trait, I guess, from her a little bit. Definitely not my dad. My dad's the nicest guy in the world, but he's not the most social guy.
He just
likes to be home, you know, and do his own thing. He's retired now, so, you know. But my mom, she's the big personality. She likes to go out and meet people, so... You know, and then we got connected with Beyonce's father. My band was signed with Beyonce's father for a couple of years, and I got to know more people. And you know, he gave me some more contacts. And yeah, so it's been a really crazy ride. Now, fast forward to Raw Creations Gaming in the TV show. So that's gonna be. I don't want to give too much away because you know I'm sure we're gonna do tons of trailers and promo for that in a couple of weeks to you know a couple of months when the filming is finished. But it's gonna be a gaming competition reality show where you know basically tons of people are gonna be auditioning to join Raw Creations Gaming. It's gonna be a crazy and hilarious audition process, and then it's gonna get down to like the last 9 or 10 people, and then from there, they're gonna pair up with each member of the house, everyone here on this interview, and plus one who could not make it today. I'm gonna give him a quick shout out. Gambit, his real name is also Jasper. He's actually on set with Jenna Ortega and The Weeknd right now.
Awesome. Well, so what's his name? Gambit.
Gambit. Yeah.
What's his real name?
Jasper.
Jasper. What's up, Jasper? I don't know why you're
Jasper,
not here, man. Not
I know. What are you doing, Jasper? Hanging out with Jenna Ortega? That's my wife. No, I'm kidding. actually, I hope she hears that. No, but I'm kidding. Yeah, so that's basically like what we're planning on doing is you know shooting this show, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a lot of chaos, and we're gonna do all sorts of crazy challenges. I always say the same thing, and you guys know exactly what I'm gonna say. We're gonna have sumo wrestlers screaming in each other's ears like while we're trying to play the game, and just wacky things like that. And it's gonna be really really crazy and kooky. So expect to see that pretty soon.
Awesome. Well, really quickly before we wrap up here, anything you'd like to add? Like what do you what's this experience like so far for you, each of you, really quickly? We'll go with X-Field. What's the experience like doing this reality show / whatever you're doing right now?
I mean, so far it's been different, that's for sure. But it's definitely something to look forward to, that's for sure.
Okay, and then we got Defier. What's your experience been like?
So far, it's been pretty great, you know. I'm doing a lot more things out here than I could have done at home, and... I don't know. I'm excited for the future for sure.
Cool. And Ann Powell?
Wait, what was the question again?
The question was, what was your experience like so far, and how are you enjoying it, I guess?
Honestly, wouldn't trade it for anything. Okay. I mean, I love these guys. So.
Oh, come on.
We love you too, bro.
You got to have some of these emotional, touching moments too, so it's not just all gaming in your show. You know, like, anyways, but that's cool.
We have hearts.
That's awesome. And then for you, LMAO Shady.
Yes, sir.
What's your experience been like?
Being in LA, even just for the short amount of time that I have been here, is quite a surreal experience. We're building connections, meeting great people. I mean, it's just really all around amazing.
Awesome. And then for you, Dylan, how's your experience been for overall teaming up this whole thing and then just, you know, seeing everyone kind of come together?
Horrible. No, I'm kidding. No, it's been a lot of fun. Honestly, it's been a lot of fun getting to know these guys. And I honestly cannot wait for the future. I know we have a lot in store and probably a lot that I don't even see yet. That's just around the corner, because that's just how LA life goes and that's just how the industry goes. You know, keep making connections and keep meeting people and talking to people, and whew, you're going to meet a lot of people along the way. So I'm excited for just what everything entails, honestly.
Awesome. And before we end off here with these guys, really quickly, how could people check you out? Let's go with... X-Field, social medias, anything like that? This is Garrett Blake.
You can find my main platform is TikTok at X-Field.
Which is spelled?
X-V-E-I-L-D.
Okay, and then Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier. How do they check you out?
On all socials, my tag is DefierYT, D-E-F-Y-E-R-Y-T.
Okay, and Anpao, which is Jaden Houghton, a.k.a. Anpao.
You can find me on all socials at Anpao, A-N-P-0-W.
And then Shade Carlson, a.k.a. LMAO Shady.
You can find me on TikTok at LMAO Shady, LMAOSHADEY.
Okay, great.
You know what's hilarious? Sorry to cut you off. I'm pretty sure I said my name wrong earlier. Did anyone catch that? I'm pretty sure I said D-I-L-A-N. Instead
wait,
of
did you? Know what? Yeah, I think I did catch that.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that, and I was like, wait, why did I say that? I don't know my own name.
So what's your socials, Dylan?
Oh, it's just D-Y-L-A-N. Okay. D-Y-L-A-N-L-E-O-N-T-E, Dylan.
Okay. And so really quickly, last question before we wrap up, and then I'm going to have the other guys switch off, because I want to hear what they have to say. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You guys have been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you guys do, maybe become gamers or join a team, or just follow their dreams in general? We'll start off with X-Field.
So my biggest thing is if you have a dream, you can make your dream a reality. It's just really up to you. If you really have the drive for it, you can do it. That's for sure.
Cool. LMAO Shady.
My word of advice doesn't just apply to gaming. Anything that you want to do, anything that you strive for, all you need is determination and consistency, and you can achieve anything.
Awesome.
And I second that.
And then we got Anpao.
For me, it really just comes down to as long as you just make sure that you love what you're doing and that you really feel like you can see yourself doing it 24/7, 365 days a year, then you should absolutely go for it and really don't let anything stop you.
Okay, and then we got Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
I agree with the rest of these guys, but to be honest, if you take an entire year... you know, to create a path and follow your passions, growth is inevitable. You just got to go for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we got back on here, we got Tri-C. Any inspiring words of wisdom for someone that wants to do what you do?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I would say just to follow your dreams and your passion, because that's what you'll give the most effort to, and you'll see the great results that way.
Okay. Raw Chaos Killer, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give?
What I'm going to say is a set of goals. Yeah, there might be some walls, but there's always a way to overcome those walls. And then you'll see that your goal get much closer every time, and dreams like do come true sometimes.
Gotcha. And Raw Machine.
So it's really you if you want to do it. It's you if you don't want to do it. So my word of advice is don't give up and never quit. No matter how bumpy the road is, it's going to get better down the road.
Awesome. And then Percules TV, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give?
My word would be pretty similar. I'd say perseverance is a big thing. When you're spending like hours working on a video, working on whatever you're working on, and then it fails, it's kind of discouraging. But if you just keep going, success will come.
Awesome. And last but not least, CEO, team leader of Raw Creations Gaming Team, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, or just follow their dreams in general? Dylan Leont.
I'm going to continue on what you just said, Jake. And I'm going to give a little example. One of my side pages at Real Bad Grandpa's, honestly, I think it's my biggest page right now, has like 2 million on TikTok, 600K on YouTube. It's honestly the dumbest concept in the world. And what it blew up
is because I just posted, you know, every single day, three times, you know, 3 to 5 times a day sometimes. And so, you know, obviously just keep going and you will see results. Shoot, listen to Kobe Bryant. You know, he woke up at 4 a.m. every day and he worked out twice in the morning. So he was working hard for years to get to where he was at. And, you know, sometimes it won't even take, you know, years. It'll, you know, it just takes if you have, and you have the talent for it and you have the skills for it and you're working hard, you're going to get there.
Mamba mentality. Awesome.
Mamba mentality.
Well, guys, I want to say thank you guys all for coming on. I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. God bless you guys on all what you guys do. Best of luck with your Rock Creations Gaming team, as well as, you know, your content, your, what is it, the championships and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then your reality show, Rock TV Creations show, yeah. Gaming TV show coming soon. Thank you guys all. God bless you guys all. So I want to say thank you again to Dylan Leon, team leader, CEO, Cameron Lancour, a.k.a. Tri-C, Jonathan Guerrero, a.k.a. Raw Chaos Killer, Michael Nijos, a.k.a. Raw Machine, Jake Funcher, a.k.a. Perculus TV, as well as Shade Carlson, a.k.a. LMAO Shady, and then Jaden Houghton, a.k.a. An Pao, and Kenneth Clemens, a.k.a. Defier, and last but not least, Garrett Blake, a.k.a. Xfield. Thank you guys all for coming on. Like I said, best of luck with everything and all you guys do.
Thank you so much.
God bless you guys. And thank all of you for tuning in. Again, I always love and appreciate all your guys' loyalty, listenership, and love out there. Love you guys. God bless you guys all. And like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Peace.
Thank you. Yeah.